doing well. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for stopping by the Windspeaker Radio Network to talk Crescendo.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Now, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and that's kind of what Crescendo is all about and why it got started, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, a lot of people associate the Sollery Children's Hospital with physical health, but we're actually super proud to offer mental health care for our kids as well. And this now in its second year partnership with the Sollery, John Cameron approached us and wanted to support kids' mental health through his concert, Crescendo. Have you heard of Crescendo before, Sean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And awesome. I know who you've got fronting Crescendo this year, and she did it last year as well, which is some pretty big news, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are thrilled to have the local talent and all the big voices coming to shine a little light on Crescendo and, you know, make a little noise in support of kids' mental health. For those that maybe are not familiar with Crescendo, it is a full orchestra with 100-plus choir members and some of Alberta's top vocal talents coming together for an unforgettable high-energy rock show. So you can expect to hear some songs from your favorite artists like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, Elton John, Billie Eilish, and more. I know last year there was some Elton John and Beatles music in there, so you never know what surprises might come. And the best part is, on top of all this incredible music and this beautiful spectacle that you get to see, there are people impacted by mental health who come and share their story. So this year we have a Sollery kid who will be sharing her mental health story, as well as some healthcare practitioners from the hospital talking about how mental health care is offered at the Sollery. We hear a lot of times from families with children who do have mental health struggles that, you know, if their child broke their arm, at least there's something visible and tangible for people to see. But mental health concerns are just as relevant. In fact, 70% of mental health problems begin in childhood and adolescence. So when a kid is facing physical or mental health care struggles, the first place families often do go is to the Sollery.
And reaching out is the first step. As someone who reached out, my gosh, 25 years ago for my mental health issues, I look back and think, I wished I wouldn't have waited so long. But back then, it wasn't really something we talked about.
No, it's true. We've come a long way in breaking down the stigma and making people feel okay and realizing that mental health care is health care. So it's the more opportunities that we can get loud through events like Crescendo, make sure people know that talking about mental health care and seeking mental health care is okay, the better off we all will be. And if we can make our kids have that same feeling right from the get-go, imagine what a world it'll be when they're adults.
Couldn't agree more. You've got Haley Benedict back, which is very exciting. I've known Haley since she was singing at the farmer's market on Saturdays in St. Albert.
Yes, she's an incredible talent. She's also done some other Sollery events for us in the past, so it's great to come full circle and have her on that stage.
Crescendo, back at the Windspear, May 25th. Where am I going to find ticket information or buy some tickets?
Yeah, you're going to want to head to windspearcenter.com to buy your tickets. And Sean, you got to act fast. Tickets are selling really, really fast. So avoid disappointment and get them while you can.
Megan, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to tell us all about Crescendo. And I appreciate you coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Thank you so much for having me.